You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. The first week of winter semester usually means one thing for Ohio State's campus: Greek recruitment. But after every single fraternity in the Interfraternity Council was suspended in November of last year, Rush Week, as it's colloquially known, has changed. WOSU's Esther Honig has been looking into the process this week, and she joins me now.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Esther. The last time that we heard about this, every fraternity was suspended from social and recruitment activities. What's their status now?
Right. So 11 fraternities actually were investigated for activities that are not condoned by the university, things like hazing, alcohol and drug abuse, basically just unsafe behaviors for students to be partaking in. So after those investigations, three fraternities were put on probation. They've been allowed to basically resume activity. One fraternity, though, Teak or Tau Kappa Epsilon, was actually kicked off the campus for 3 years. They are, however, appealing that ruling.
So that means that most of the fraternities are back to regular recruitment, right?
So sort of. Because of that suspension right now, they actually have to be approved by the university. All 37 fraternities have to be approved by the university before they can begin those normal activities, everything from recruitment to social events to new member activities. So what the university is having them do is basically submit plans for their events, outlining what they'll be doing and that they're going to comply with all the regulations that OSU is requiring of them. So as of now, only three of the 37 fraternities have been approved for all of their events. A lot of fraternities have only been approved for maybe one or two events right now.
That means that it probably looks pretty different from previous year's recruitment weeks, right?
Right. So the pledge process is when new students are, you know, they're trying to become a part of the fraternity, and the members, they have all these social events so that the members can get to know the potential recruits, and then they eventually select who they want to be in that fraternity. Now, after they've selected who they want to be in the fraternity, there's this whole other process before their membership is made official, and that's when hazing can happen. That's when that can kind of take place.
The things that actually got these chapters in trouble.
Right, exactly. And so we actually obtained documents from the investigation that was carried out last year. In that, there was a letter from a concerned parent. Her child had apparently pledged at Sigma Alpha Epsilon. And this letter detailed that her son had gone through heavy drinking, that students around him were, vomiting from heavy drinking, that there were blackouts, concussions, they were forcing kids to skip class, a lot of really unpleasant things, including heavy drug dealing. But apparently SAE was approved to continue activity this semester, and an OSU spokesperson stated that these claims that this mother made were basically unsubstantiated during the investigation. I talked to freshman Alex Jacobic, who says he's rushing for a fraternity this year, and he's aware of the hazing that took place last year, but he says not all fraternities are the same. In fact, last year's events have really influenced which fraternities he's considered rushing for.
I mean, the ones without the social events are typically the frats that I wasn't really going to look at, because there's a reason for it.
We've been talking exclusively on the male side of Greek life. Sororities were not suspended at OSU in any way. Has this fraternity suspension affected them, though?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our student reporter, Abby Vasoulis, she worked with me on this story, and she's a current member of a sorority, and she says that this has big implications for sorority life at OSU.
Well, a lot of students try to join Greek organizations for social events, and this year there are less social events going on, and so that might cause less men and women to sign up. So we talked to Ohio State, and they said that last year there were like 1,400 women that signed up for sorority recruitment. And this year, that number was about 150 less.
She also says there's something else weighing on students when they make the choice to rush for a fraternity, and that can be their parents' approval.
So obviously, Greek life has been in the news a lot in the last year. And so some parents are concerned about their kids joining fraternities and sororities at Ohio State. And we talked to one freshman who said he had to definitely take that into consideration because of his parents' fears.
Esther Honig, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.